Welcome to the Forward Marketing Podcast, the podcast that covers internet marketing strategies and leadership tactics to move your business forward with your host, Joshua Jarvis. Hey, and welcome back to Forward Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Joshua, and I'm very excited to be here. If you have any requests, comments, or anything else, please email me at joshua@forwardmarketing.com. That's number 4RD. marketing.com. And if you could do me a favor, if you're listening to this right now on your mobile device or everyone except for those of you that are driving, if you could take a moment and go head over to iTunes and give us a great review, 5-star review, I would greatly appreciate it. It goes a long way into helping make sure that I continue to do this. So thanks so much for listening to the show. And the last few weeks, we've talked about what is Facebook's sort of State of the Union thing, you know, their F8 conference. And then last week we talked about just sort of the state of technology and internet marketing and sort of, commerce, if you will, in 2018. And so I want to get back to sort of my growth hacking favorite stuff. And I think it was 3 episodes ago. When I'm recording this, I don't want to touch the screen or anything and cause it to do anything. So I don't know which episode it is, but it'll be in the show notes. We talked about LinkedIn and how to generate business from LinkedIn. And I think LinkedIn is probably the most underutilized social network on the planet. And I think people need to be using it. But LinkedIn actually made some updates. So I did that episode, and then literally a week or two later, they made some updates to their profile. And so today I've got 9 tips on how to maximize your LinkedIn profile with the new updates. And so we're going to talk about the updates, and then I'm also going to put some tips in there on how to maximize those. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. And the first thing you'll notice is that the profile image has been moved to the left. And what that means is not a whole lot. Your profile image was on the right, and now it's on the left. Ha! But here's the big thing, is that the custom background in the background, if you had changed your background and put a call to action or something like that, you're going to have to redo it, because now with the image on the other side, your image is going to be covered up. So like mine doesn't look that good anymore, so I'm going to have to update that. That's on my list of to-dos. So word to the wise, if you're going to go and say, I'm going to follow Josh's example, probably not the best option, because after all, it isn't updated yet. So there you go. Some pro tips is make sure you have a call to action on your background. So and I can put an example of a good one up there for you. But basically, when someone lands on your page, you're going to see this background. The same thing for Facebook covers. It is real estate that you can use to produce more content, create some curiosity around you to want to make that connection. And the second tip I'll give you for this new profile change is that you need to update it anyway. Basically, if you update your LinkedIn profile, it's kind of like adding a new picture on your Facebook page or something. It sends that update out to people. And it can create some engagement, creates an update for them where they see your face and your name. And so it's just good to update it. I would say if you are engaged on LinkedIn, as far as if you want business from LinkedIn, you probably should update it at least once a month, adding new things to your profile, creating new content, that sort of thing. And that brings me to the second part, is that the headline is now on the left as well. And so if you do a study on how people look at the internet, they do a kind of a F-shaped, they read right to left, and they go down the left side of the column. And so this is why they made these changes, is that they're actually trying to have a better overall experience interface and moving things over to the left, because that's just how we're wired right now. Also, it does help with being mobile friendly somewhat, so overall in design. But in any case, you need to update your headline, because right now if you're using pipes or hyphens or something like that and it looked great to you before, you're going to have to go back and make sure it looks good again. Like I said, another reason to have an update is so that people see it. So basically, your summary now is also more visible. So the 3 big changes was the profile image is moved to the left, the headline image is moved to the left, and now your summary is more visible. And so this is a great time to write that mission statement, to write your value statement in that summary page. Let people know what you're about. Let people know what you're looking for. and what kind of connections that you want to make, though, this is the time for that. And a tip for that is that you can actually add a link. So you could add a link to, there's a few different options that you could do for your link, just some ideas for you. You could link to your, you know, about me page on your website, you know, if you wanted to do that, and there may be a video about you. A better option, though, would be to link to like a landing page that's designed to convert things for you. That would be much better. Or you could just make a pitch in the summary and then have the link take it to a landing page, but this has a different purpose. So like if you're using ClickFunnels, for instance, they have this thing called the Hero Funnel. And so you could link to that from LinkedIn. It's a perfect, that would be a perfect segue for that. Another thing is that media is now more prominent. So you get these six media blocks, in case you weren't sure what that means, versus two. Before, it was like two images or whatever, and in the way it was formatted, it was kind of hard to see. But now you've got these six blocks, and you can use them for, again, another call to action. You could use them sort of like mini image buttons for your almost like your own website, where you have a menu and you could do buttons there. It doesn't sound exciting maybe as I'm telling it to you, but it is absolutely maybe one of the best ideas I've seen. The other thing is just things that, you know, you could be connecting to videos and or images and content that, you know, like this podcast might be a good one for me to put on there. So anyway, media is more prominent now than ever before, and blogging, PDF, videos, all those things count as media, so make sure you use your six slots for your six best pieces of content, and in that way, as people look at your profile, they get to know you. Really, with these changes, I wish we could get, you know, an interview on with leaders of LinkedIn to actually see what they think. But the reality of it is that it is probably the place that's giving you the most information if you're trying to interview or recruit someone and they've got a good LinkedIn profile. It can really make a big difference. So that's definitely – so the tip, if you're counting at home, the tip is actually making use of those six media blocks with your six best pieces of content. The change number five is basically that native video is now native with company pages. So native video means that there's basically Facebook did this too as well for some sites. And basically what native means is that basically when you – I'm saying basically a lot, so it must be basic. But basically you – I can't get off the word today. I don't understand what's going on with me. But anyway, when you upload a video, it plays from the website itself. So it looks like it's inside of the site or part of the site. Previously, when you uploaded a video, it kind of had a smaller icon and pointed you to go to another website. So it really wasn't that great of an experience. And so they've opened up native videos with company pages. And we already talked about how video is huge right now for these different social media networks. And that's no different. And so, you know, if you have a business page, if you don't have a business page on LinkedIn, hey, your tip right now is to go make one. And if you do have a business page, start putting video on your page. You're going to get a lot more engagement. And right now, the ads for video on your company pages are relatively cheap. We ran an ad for a client and it was something insane. He got like 50, 60,000 impressions for, I think it ended up being like $40. And it was just insane, the exposure that he got out of that. And I learned from that you need a really strong call to action. So his branding is through the roof. People know about his brand. But we didn't convert as many clients as we'd like because, you know, we didn't have a strong call to action. It was more like a branding video. So that's my takeaway from that. But so my tips here with this native video, though, is really make use of, because the videos are becoming more and more important, you really want to maximize the opportunities that these companies give you when they're testing out features before they want to charge you for them. So this is actually tip number six, is use hashtags and use up all of your 1,300 characters. So you have 1,300 characters and you have hashtags. So you can actually go a little bit long form on your post and try to get more engagement that way. And you can also use hashtags. It's not as popular as, say, Instagram. Instagram is probably the best place to use hashtags overall, but they do have them on LinkedIn, and it is useful to get your post to outside the network, so to speak. And then another thing I mentioned already, but promote your video. And like I said, it's relatively cheap. LinkedIn traditionally is more expensive than other networks as far as marketing is concerned, but you can absolutely sort of kill it, if you will, on LinkedIn with video for your company. So that's that. And as a side note, because they are going more video based, GIF integration is now part of LinkedIn. And so I don't know who out there, maybe if you have a Shopify store that caters to millennials, maybe GIFs would be may be important to you. And so, you know, if you've got this awesome meme, I was watching a lot of the World Cup and seeing these guys sort of flop on the floor and they continue to roll. Like, to me, those are awesome opportunities. Like, I'm thinking about it, like, literally today, like coming in Monday morning, doing the things that I have to do. Just today was just really rough, and I was like, you know, Monday morning's like this, and it's this guy rolling around on the floor. If you've seen these guys flop, it is amazing. I used to sort of criticize the NBA players, but these soccer players are amazing when it comes to acting on these fouls. So anyway, if your the takeaway here, the tip is to know your audience. If your audience is going to be entertained and love the idea of a meme or a GIF or something like that, then absolutely use it. Just keep in mind that LinkedIn is they implemented it, so LinkedIn must know something that we don't. And at the same time, just keep in mind that it's supposed to be professional. So, you know, if you're trying to have a professional image, you may or may not want to use any sort of GIFs, that might be sort of, funny in nature. So it's up to you how you use them. But it is a neat opportunity, especially, like I said, if you've got an audience that you think would appreciate those sort of things. So just be mindful of that. And then finally, this is just a straight up tip. This is not a new update, but you can actually this is a new update. Sorry. You can turn your beacon on to network. Now, this is awesome, actually. And it was on the other side of the page because I was like, oh, I got to talk about this. And so imagine this, that you're going to a networking meeting. So you're going to PowerCore or BNI or, maybe a golf outing or whatever. You're going to network with other people. That's the purpose of the trip. And you've got your LinkedIn app. You can actually turn the beacon on and see who's close to you. So a really great purpose of this, I mean, it could be that, you actually do a networking thing and you maybe try to integrate with LinkedIn. But for me, I think the really cool purpose would be is that, you meet someone new, instead of exchanging business cards, you literally can exchange, you're close to LinkedIn. And so you can actually use this beacon feature to connect. And I think that's really, really awesome. The other tip I was going to mention and it's always been that way, is you can actually turn on your availability on your profile. And what this does is that it lets people know that you're open to be hired. And what I found was that yes, you get a little bit of spam from recruiters and whatnot, but sometimes you get some opportunities or communication with people that are looking to hire you that you might have not otherwise. So you've got, when you look at businesses as a whole, like if you look at yourself as a businessman or a business person, you've got different levels of business. You've got a service that you could provide that could provide up to a certain thing, but then you've also up to a certain income, but then you've also got these products and other services that you could do through other people, through your team. So let's say you were a service provider, like a financial planner or a real estate agent, you turn that on, it could open up opportunities to have either receive referrals or to connect with other sort of like-minded people that are wanting to do that, or you just talk to people that can do things for you that otherwise you would never contact with. I can remember when being contacted by a large broker that, I'm not going to join the brokerage. That's not you know, what I'm going to do. But because I put that on, it was really easy for them to find me. They started to recruit me. And then after they found out that, you know, I'm really not in that mode anymore, it turned into be a consulting opportunity for me. So, you know, there's definitely opportunities there. You know, your mileage may vary on that, but I guarantee you that I've gotten business ever since I've been on LinkedIn, which has been, you know, 10 plus years. I've gotten business from it, from maintaining it. And it's one of the things that's, it's, you know, it's better than I don't update my website all the time. If you went and searched and you Googled me and you found my old, you know, J.R. Jarvis website, it needs to be updated. It's got a lot of personal blogs on it and really no call to action, no purpose. And, but my LinkedIn profile will give you a good idea of what I've done, at least in the workplace. And maybe give you a sense of the kind of character or kind of values or whatever that I might have versus, you know, a standard Google search. So I love LinkedIn for that. So just recap the 9 tips to maximize these changes is making sure that you have a call to action on your background. Because the background image is, because the profile image has changed, that's going to make a big difference. Tip number 2. Was that you need to update anyway because people will actually see that. And so a great place to update is your headline. And definitely it's going to look a little different, so you need to double check it anyway. The third tip is to add a link in your summary. So that summary is more visible now. So you can actually, you should go ahead and add a link to that, sort of take them to a landing page so you can convert that. Tip number 4 is that media is now more prominent. So you want to use your 6 media blocks to help you generate more, more business or help people sort of learn more about you. And you can use those 6 media blocks as sort of a button, if you will, or just your 6 best pieces of content. Tip number 5 is that the native video with company pages, company pages now have native video and it gets more visibility like we talked about before. And so you want to make sure that you have a company page and that has got video on it. Pretty simple. Tip number 6 is use hashtags and also write long form content on your posts. Now that you've got video and it's promoting it, you can talk more via words and use hashtags that get outside of your traditional network. Tip number 7 is go ahead and promote those videos. That video advertising right now is relatively cheap on LinkedIn, which is traditionally an expensive place to advertise. So go ahead and do that. And so that's tip number 7. Tip number 8 is to know your audience. And since because GIFs are now part of LinkedIn, you may want to use those as part of your marketing. And you can use those as, you know, replies. You can use those as posts to connect with your specific audience. Just remember that LinkedIn is supposed to be a little bit professional, so you may or not want to do that. And then finally, tip number 7 is remember when you're networking to turn on your beacon. And so that's a LinkedIn thing. So you need to make sure you have LinkedIn on your phone. And then when you're networking, just make sure you're utilizing LinkedIn as the networking thing. Because again, you can download all of the, this is like pro tip, we've talked about it before, but you can download all the people you connect with on LinkedIn and add them to your email or whatever, and GDPR be darned, you know, you can do that. So because in this case, you've met these people offline, and so it's all good. So anyway, thanks so much for listening to the episode. Hopefully you got a lot out of it. You probably hear me turning the page today, and so it's a little bit different, trying to be a little bit more relaxed here as we do these episodes, but wanted to make sure that I sort of tease the next episode for you guys because I know I've got an episode in here. Oh, the 9 keys for Pinterest. And so I don't know if it's going to be 9 or 10 or 13. It's probably going to be an odd number because we did the research on that. And I'll talk about Pinterest because we've talked about Instagram, and maybe the sister of Instagram is Pinterest, even though it kind of came out. Maybe it's the older sister because it came out beforehand. But in any case, we're going to talk about how to maximize it because it is a great source of traffic for your website. And it turns out, after doing the research, it's actually a great platform to go because people are making purchasing decisions on Pinterest. So tune in next week for that as we go over Pinterest. As always, you can email me at joshua@fordmarketing.com. That's joshua@4rdmarketing.com. And would love to take your requests, your tips, your critiques, your comments, whatever you got. Love connecting with the audience. I love the questions that you guys send in. Probably going to do one day frequently asked questions episode. But till then, would love it if you rated and reviewed the podcast anywhere that you're listening to it, and share it with your friends. Yeah, that'd be awesome. And so until next time, I'm Joshua, and I'm out.